shame you wear the truth by God disguised. It's a shame you wear the truth by God disguised. It's a shame you wear the truth by God disguised.
Betcha, yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMLO.
Medford.
End of story.
There's a girl in the photo.
Keeping it up for long. You're gonna put somebody's eye out. Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
was shackled in chains. Said, yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Drink that water to my dying day. They said, when will you learn? If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. But if you don't, you may never feel the heat at all. I'd rather burn alive than be too afraid to fall. Bring on the fire. Her mind didn't care that her skin was white.
secret places that no one can fill. With her hands on her head, oh, and that smile on her lips, because she knows that it kills me. With her suffering scream standing in that door like a dream, I wish she'd just leave me alone. Because French dream won't stop, and them boots and French kisses will not break that heart of stone. With her long hair falling and eyes that shine like the midnight sun, she's the one.
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you, and good luck to us all.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal. He was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry as the man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love. This world needs more love.
Let's go. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the Great Flood, in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores, those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease, in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Take a fall. but I keep my hands soft. I keep my body limp and I move with the wind. I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectations.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby.